Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
From Shiny Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. I also want to take this time to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram, Sr., CEO and owner. Too blessed to be stressed. Today I wanted to come on and drop a few nuggets on you about walking in peace. So first, let me define what peace is. Peace is a freedom from disturbance. If you've heard me talk about my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived, trust me, I had not had any peace in my entire life until recently I moved to Florida, and the peace is here. So the way you find peace is that you have to make up your mind that you're not going to be a part of this world. And what I mean by being a part of this world, not participating in the worldly things, okay? Like looking at the news every day, not renewing your mind every day. That is really the key to having peace, is to renew your mind through the Word of God every day. It's not one time, it's a lifetime process. You have to do it every day. And so water has always been my peace. So I had to move to a state where there was a lot of water. So I came to Florida, and oh my God, just going to the beach. I don't go every day. I wish I could. But the times that I do go to the beach and just sit there and look at God's glory is just totally awesome. It's a peace beyond any understanding that you can get. I mean, it's like you're not even the person. You feel so calm. It's like you're in a different world somewhere. When I'm down at the beach, just glorifying and magnifying God's beauty. I mean, he gave us an earth that is so full of beauty. And that's another thing that comes along with peace as well. You can't be ugly and have no peace. Trust me. Because we know all the ugliness come from Satan. But just the peace and beauty. I mean, if you want peace, just step outside. In the clouds here, I've never seen anything like it. They are so different than any place I've ever been. So when you need some peace, just step outside. And sometimes, you know, just focus on the birds singing. Okay, that's one way you can find peace as well. Because it definitely will take your mind off. It is such a sweet, sweet sound to hear the birds chirping on the trees. Okay, another way to walk in peace is to look at the sky, just like I said, and just see God's glory in the clouds. You know, when I'm on the plane sometimes, and as a kid, I would always think about, you know, once you get through the clouds, you're in heaven. But that's not the case. I wish it was, because I would go to heaven every day. I'd be on a plane every day going to heaven, okay? But it's not that. But once you break through the clouds and you see nothing but clouds in different shapes and forms. That is so peaceful as well. You don't even realize you're just flying above the clouds. Don't think about nothing else, but just look at the clouds and see the different shapes and forms. I mean, God was very, very creative. I'm telling you, it is just totally unreal. But, you know, that peace will come in that as well. Also, you can walk in peace by getting with like-minded, positive people. Make sure they're born again, because there are a lot of people that say they're Christians, but it's only from the mouth and not from the heart. Now, you can tell a person that's been born again. I mean, I've had experiences, people just walk up and tell me, it's just such a blessing just to be in your presence, because they see through their spiritual eyes that I am a woman of God. And it just is so exhilarating that when you meet a person with their spiritual eyes open. But I always tell you, be careful what you ask God for, because he'll take you places that you really don't want to go, and he'll show you things that you really don't want to see. But it's all for your good and protection, okay? Another way to walk in peace is being a servant, okay? Walking in your purpose on why God put you here on this earth. He put you here to be a blessing. And in order to get blessed, you have to be a blessing. I had an opportunity to speak to one of my friends today that had been going through a situation with her doctor. She had on all these drugs, and, you know, the devil took a stronghold on her mind. And I tell y'all have to trust God and do not listen to these doctors. I mean, they are out here to kill you. You may not believe me, but that's their agenda. I'm a witness. It almost happened to me more than once. So when you're feeling bad or when you need that peace, you need to talk to God, because life and death is in the power of the tongue, and he will come to your rescue in the twinkling of an eye. So don't help these drug companies become billionaires and millionaires. They don't care about whether you live or die. They only care about that dollar. Okay? But I guess if people start suing them, you know, that would cut some of the drug activity down. But nobody wants to go against them. You know, I used to go to the doctor with my mom a lot when she was alive. And, I mean, people would come in with bags of medicine, you know, 10 to 20 different types of medication. And you could just look at them and see how the effect of the medication was doing on their physical body. But I guess you get brain fog with all that medication, and you can't think clearly. So what they fail to realize is that the medicine is not a cure for whatever you're taking it for. It is a downfall for your health. Because just like blood pressure medication, they tell you once you start it, you can't get off of it. You wasn't meant to have a blood pressure till you die. Okay? So they're not giving you the cure. It's a Band-Aid. And who wants a Band-Aid for that type of situation? Nobody. But these people are not putting their trust in God. They're putting their trust in man. And this is why this world is in an uproar of evilness as I'm speaking today. Because this world has turned away from God. And even with hurricanes after hurricanes that's going to come, because we're in hurricane season, it's going to be devastating each time after each other. But that still doesn't seem to be getting people's attention in this world, because they're just thinking they have to live and do what they want to do with their lives. But a hurricane can hit one day, and that's the end of you. That will be the end of you and everything you own. So we have to live one day at a time. Because as the Bible say, tomorrow is not promised to us. So we have to take that day that God has given us and walk in peace. You can't have out with your brother or sister, because that's not going to give you peace. You need to get things right with anybody that you have an alt with, because you don't want to die with that alt, because if you do, I'm sorry, you're not going to make it into heaven, okay? Another way you can walk in peace is decide that you will love. Regardless how anybody treats you, decide that you will walk in love. Because love and peace, you got those two going on together, you're going to be the most happiest person on this earth. Because you know, when Jesus came back, that was his great commandment. That we love him first and love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So you see, a lot of people don't love themselves, so they can't love you. And they don't understand they don't love themselves. And that's the saddest part about it. They just don't get it. They're miserable, and they want you to be miserable along with them. Because misery do love company. So when you come across somebody, I'm not saying, you know, we do have problems and we do have trials and tribulations. It depends on your discernment. Because once you get born again, you'll get that discernment. And when you're talking to people, you will know if they're just trying to drop their garbage on you or if they are actually seeking out help to be a better person or to have a better life. Because I'm telling you, that jealousy demon, oh my God, they'll try to fool you like you ain't got sense enough to know they're jealous of you. Their action speaks it loud and clear. And sometimes you just have to sit there. I pray silently when I'm around a demon, because he doesn't know what's going on in my mind. So I pray him right on away from me. I pray him right on away from me. And I don't even have to open my mouth. And sometimes I just get fed. I'm like, not today, devil. And if somebody comes trying to drop some garbage on me, and I started talking about God, definitely. So that's how you can tell the difference. If somebody really needs help in living their best life, or if someone has a jealous demon in them to try to bring you down. So you have to be careful with who you're hanging out with. Okay? You really, really do have to be careful, because Satan is a deceiver and he'll come to you like a light, but we all know he ain't got no light. Okay? So, love, be a servant. Find ways to be peaceful. Find your niche into how you have to be peaceful. Sometimes you might have to cut people off to get your peace, but don't feel guilty about it. Because once you experience peace, going back into an unpeaceful situation, that will not give you a good feeling. It will not give you a good feeling. So pray and ask God to show you how to live in peace and show you how to have love in your heart for your fellow man. Okay? And those are some of the ways that you can walk in peace. But peace is the most important thing you should want to have each and every day that God give you on this earth. Even though chaos is going around you, you still can have peace. But you have to make up in your mind how bad you want it. How bad you want it. I mean, I'm living in peace right now. It's real scary. Because it's something I've never experienced in my life. So, but it's an awesome, awesome feeling. I get up every day thanking God for it. Every single day. Because it took me so long to get it. So, gear toward having your peace. Every single day. You can have it every single day. It's not like it's a one-time situation or it's a every other day situation. You can have peace every single day of your life. But you have to have the discernment to know who to let in your space and who to cut out of your space. That is the key. Who to let in and who to let go. And letting go feels odd in the beginning, but it really won't take you long to let go, because once you start talking to these jealous spirits and these people, you'll get away from them real quick. You'll get away from them real, real quick. And say, no, I'm not going back that way. And, you know, they'll get mad with you, but you don't worry about that. Because peace is your number one asset that you must have every day for the rest of your life. So make that a goal. Like I said, just write it on a wall, write it on a piece of paper, put it on the mirror. In the kitchen, on the refrigerator, just write the word peace. And once you speak it, it will manifest. Broadcasting from Vashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Again, don't forget to go to Google Play and download Vashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, don't forget to leave a voicemail on the feedback on the voicemail and let us know what you think about the Linda Monroe Show, okay? Again, I want to take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. Me and my guests will always be dropping those nuggets to help you live your best life. So you can't say, I didn't know, because we're dropping them like it's hot. Okay? This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner, too blessed to be stressed. Also, don't forget to go to lindamonroe.com order my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. It's an audio and hard copy. It's an autobiography of my life and the struggles to get me where I am today. Also, I've got an audio book called 5 Ways to Heal from a Toxic and Abusive Relationship. And I wrote my mother's autobiography. It's an audio book form as well, 100 Years of Blessings. So if you want to live to be 100, get that book. I'll put how you can do that. Okay? Also, go to www.vonoimag.com. Got a couple of articles in that magazine. This is for business owners and entrepreneurs. Get that. It would truly be a blessing for you as well. Always remember, peace is your number one asset. Let nobody take it away from you. Until next week, this is Linda from the Linda Monroe Show. God loves you, and so do I. And stay tuned next week, same time, same station. Be blessed.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.